This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with nine people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless sense of act.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The United Arab Emirates military said Monday it intercepted a ballistic missile fired at Abu Dhabi by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen just hours after Israel's president began a historic visit to the Persian Gulf country. The missile attack caused no injuries and fell harmlessly to the ground. Hunter Biden and two business associates received a grand jury subpoena regarding their business dealings in China about 17 months before the 2020 presidential election. The order sent by the Department of Justice to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank asked for the records of any international financial transactions for the past 5 years involving Hunter Biden, his uncle James Biden, and former business partners Devon Archer and Eric Sherwin. 50-year-old Hunter Biden disclosed the probe in a statement released by his father after the presidential election. In October of 2020, a computer hard drive holding the contents of Hunter's laptop contained a treasure trove of emails detailing his controversial overseas business dealings, as well as explicit photos and videos. USA Radio News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Justice Stephen Breyer announced last week he will be retiring from the Supreme Court this summer. Justice Breyer at his press conference reflects on the wisdom of our forefathers.
We are now engaged in a great civil war to determine whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. See, those are the words I want. To see an experiment. And that's what he thought. It's an experiment. And I found some letters that George Washington wrote where he said the same thing. It's an experiment. That experiment existed then because even the liberals in Europe, you know, they're looking over here and they're saying it's a great idea in principle, but it'll never work. But we'll show them it does. That's what Washington thought. And that's what Lincoln thought. And that's what people still think today. And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation and the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And, of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? But thank you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? And you didn't think we could do it without you? We need you involved. It's all hands on deck. That's what it means when it says, government of, for, by, we, the people. I understand there are forces that, kind of poo-poo that idea. And these are the lever pullers, the deep state that Jerry Nadler said doesn't exist. But we're talking the deep state. I mean, oligarchs that over 500, 580, I think it's estimated, that these are the people that have the money. And when you have a government leadership that is more interested in money and what they can get in their pockets than serving the people, well, you have the United States of America as compromised as it is today. That's the short answer. Bill Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith and senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, what do you say?
Good morning, Bill. Good to talk hey, again today. Yes,
always.
The battle doesn't really stop, but the battle is shifting, and I really like what I'm seeing with the truckers. I like the fact that when the protest was dying down, did you see that the community and the truckers picked up all the trash? That's a little bit different than a protest that happened about 18 months ago with BLM. And so I really think this is the way you protest. No one got killed. There was a statement made. The prime minister went into hiding. I love this scene. And then I noticed this morning that my Dutch brothers over in the Netherlands have taken up the same cause, and the truckers may be the key to moving this mandate off center.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess after it's all said and done, I mean, there's enough knowledge out there, and clearly the scientists cannot hold it back anymore. This is the problem with the truth. You can suspend it for a while, but you don't have enough power, and there's not enough money for you to stop the truth from getting out, because doctors have been saying for a long time what's been happening on the front lines. And just like, the model that they use for, climate change, Phil, they've tried to do the same thing. They tried to, negate and invalidate any scientist that would speak the truth, but it just still has a way of getting out, because you can't be in enough places. Because the everyman goes and sees their doctor and says, what should I do? And he says, well, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Well, the media says that that's not right. Well, okay, well, I've got thousands of patients that would disagree with you because they had COVID and now they're doing very well, thank you very much. And the only difference was they didn't do what Dr. Fauci said. They did what other scientists and doctors have discovered, and that is that we've got therapeutics. And we've got monoclonal elements here that we can utilize, and they're very effective in keeping people out of the hospital and off ventilators. So what do you want to do? Well, Doc, I think I'll do what you're recommending.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. I'm going to send you my video. It's a shame that it won't really translate out on audio, but it's an amazing story of a video of a man who is in the hospital on a respirator. They show you in day two or three, he can barely breathe. By day five, it's clear he's going to breathe his last breath. And Dr. Bartlett, I don't know if you know Dr. Bartlett down in Texas, but he gets power of attorney to pull him out of there, get him on these known things that work, ivermectin. And by day 11, he's out of the hospital. By day 14, he's back at the gym working out. It's the most amazing video I've ever seen.
And we got to link it on our website. We'll put it up on our website as well, Phil. I know you probably have it in American Faith, right?
We haven't posted it yet. I just sent it to John to do a story on. But feel free to use it, and I'll send you all the links. But I think this, and this is not one of those strange things that only happened once. When you see doctors that have treated over 6,000 patients with no deaths, and you see them where they've been pulled out of the grip of death by by hospitals that just don't know what they're doing. They're like lockstepping in this thing because a lot of the good doctors want to do something, but their hands are really tied. So I just I think more of this that gets out, people can see it and understand what's really happening here, the more transformational it's going to be to our society.
Well, several thoughts here, Phil, because people may say, well, how does this happen? Well, first of all, again, the old axiom, follow the money. You know, when hospitals are paid $39,000 for a COVID patient, well, what do you think? Everybody becomes a COVID patient. And so then you've got to follow the appropriate protocol. And the appropriate protocol says when you come in, then, which is sad. Your loved ones can't see you. You have no say. I mean, here it is. It almost requires an act of God to get somebody out of the hospital. You can no longer. I mean, and whatever the doctors prescribe, that's what they do. And the doctors are being told by the administrators, because the administrators are seeing $39,000 here, and it's like, hey, this is what Dr. Fauci, this is what the NIH says that we're supposed to do, and we're going to follow this protocol, because if you don't follow the protocol, then you could lose some money here. And so, I mean, disgustingly, people's lives are being put in the balance because of $39,000 and other monies and incentives. It's the same model that they've been using for climate change. This is why, it has no credibility. And people are, there's so many people, like I talk to every day, people go, I can't believe people don't believe in climate change. Maybe if you were honest and truthful to begin with, maybe people might have a better understanding. But it's all being manufactured. And these professors, if they want to get grant money, because for them, their survival is research dollars, right? And if they write the wrong paper, you might get a little bit of research money on the first go around, but forget the next time you come and ask for money, because the government is not, Dr. Fauci's not interested, and the other people like Dr. Fauci, they're not interested in a objective narrative, because they already are, they've got a fixed agenda. Whether it's COVID, whether it's climate change, the new Green Deal, this is the lockstep narrative that you must follow. If not, you will not get any money from the government.
Well, despotic rulers throughout history are known for different things. Adolf Hitler was known for one thing. Fauci will be known for something else, because whether you take the life yourself, whether you order it done, whether you manipulate the statistics or whatever you do, hopefully history will look back and go, what a tragedy, and Fauci will make the Hall of Fame of those despotic rulers who literally were detrimental to society. And I think that's what we have to remember. You made a good point. Eventually, truth gets out. Eventually, people rebalance their thinking, and they're able to put in perspective what's really happening. And the only difference is that we have, we don't have a free press. We have, a slanted press that and a cancel culture that prevents people from getting all the truth. So it has to come out in other ways, and it comes out more slowly. Because if this would have been a true free press, I'm convinced this thing would have been over in the first 3 months.
Oh, without a doubt. I agree. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Minutes after the top of the hour, we're back with you. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. AmericanFaith.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, as we say. By the way, I got to tell you, American Faith, you basically come from a standstill in presenting, you know, this media outlet. But your team is just doing an outstanding job. I mean, this is just, and John, I love John. John is a wealth of information. He's been kind of my go-to guy when I have a question, you know, because you're so doggone busy, I don't want to bother you. But he will actually pick up the phone for me once in a while.
John's great.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's brilliant. You know,
we've added two other writers, so we have now three writers on our team. So we have Savannah down in Nacogdoches, Texas, who's a law student, and she's writing 20 original pieces a week. And then Carly, who does our social media, is writing 10. So we're probably posting about 80 to 100 new original articles per week, in addition to the other 25 that we are posting and from Curated News. So we're really it's really doing well.
Well, congratulations on it. Great vision. All starts with vision. And again, this is what I think what you were suggesting earlier, in a sense, is that the truth is coming out. The fact of the matter is, thank God for the Holy Spirit. The chaos cannot sustain itself. And the Holy Spirit is like in Genesis 1, is hovering over the chaos to where it's allowing the truth to come forth. Whether Dr. Fauci, these other deep staters, and these people that are misserving, you know, their charge, you know, they're in shock because the truth is coming out. But the thing is that you and I were talking about off air, Phil, is that what we see happening is judgment is starting to occur, you know, quite obviously in the house of God. God is getting his house in order. And I think that this should be an admonition to all of God's churches around the world to understand that we're coming to a critical appointed time. And when God has an appointed time, in the same way when Jesus was overlooking Jerusalem before he was crucified, one of the shortest and most powerful verses in the Bible, he wept. And that's how significant this appointed time that I believe is coming for us, that we must not miss it. What do you say?
No, I think exactly. You know, when you look at the Bible, you're seeing so much history happening so fast that you don't see all the little details and all the little hiccups along the way. God will give you enough of those to put the narrative together so you follow his pattern. But remember, we're living in a short period of time where we're living in tense periods of government overreach, of scientific malpractice, of all kinds of different things that are alarming us daily. But remember, there's also a big picture here where you alluded to that God is taking and he is doing a work in the church and in the world in order to bring about transformation and his plan to be fulfilled, because he's not daunted by our lack of knowledge, or in some cases by just pure stupidity. He's still working, and he is still God, and he is still sovereign, and he still will accomplish what he set out to accomplish.
Phil, tell us about graphene oxide. People, this might be the first time they hear about this, and this element that's in COVID-19. People instinctively have felt uncomfortable with the vaccination, which isn't really truly by old standards when you and I are growing up what a vaccine means. They rewrote the meaning of it in order to accommodate the shenanigans they're getting away with. But this graphene oxide, again, I mean, some people might be very threatened by it, but you got to understand who we serve. We serve Almighty God. But go ahead and tell us about graphene oxide, if you would.
Well, I went ahead and sent you the link if you want to post this one.
Yeah,
This goes back to Rice University, April 4, 2016, this discovery of graphene oxide, how it could be self-replicating, and it literally connects itself and forms a pattern that can be used. And what's amazing about that is you think, wow, that's pretty cool, until you realize that graphene oxide is injected into the body via COVID-19 vaccines. And Stu Peters actually revealed this with Dr. Jane Ruby on this video, where they actually interview a mortician and what he's saying to be that he's doing this autopsy. autopsy on, or not autopsy, but he's preparing the body for viewing. And as they, you know, as he does that, he doesn't understand what is this that's coming out of the body. And he finds a string of graphene oxide that's probably 12 inches long. And the interesting thing about this is graphene oxide can be connected to 5G. So literally, you could connect the body to 5G through graphene oxide that's in your system. Now, that sounds too far to even...
Some people are thinking, oh, my God, Phil, you want me to put a tinfoil hat. Where are you taking me here with this? Go ahead.
Well, I think the best answer is watch the video, see what you think, come up with an answer, because... We know, first of all, the vaccine does not work. Let's face it. The most vaccinated places in the world, people are getting COVID. And so why the push? Why are we tricking school children by giving them donuts in school to take the vaccine? Why are we forcing everyone and trying to prevent people from buying and selling with the vaccine? There's something else going on here, and I think most people sense that. And a lot of people got the vaccine without knowledge. A lot of them got it because they were prevented from seeing their family. But how many of the people that are really pro, you know, vaccine kind of people, how many really look into it? And all I'm saying is I'm just bringing up, what is it? I don't know. Why does it happen? I don't know. But you've got outside sources, you know, like your local mortician who's looking going, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And it only occurs in people who have had the vaccine. So you tell me, and I think you have to draw your own conclusions. I'm not trying to state, some mysterious truth. I'm just trying to say, you tell me, what is going on here? Something
exactly
add up.
Well, and that's been the question. The question that people have asked all along, that something doesn't, they don't know. But see, this is the problem about a lie, that it brings more questions and suspicion. And, of course, when you live in a totalitarian state that America is becoming, then, you know, how dare you ask a question about this stuff? And oh, you don't know, and now we're being led to believe that if you don't get vaccinated, you should get vaccinated, because the thing is, it'll keep you out of the hospital if you get vaccinated. Well, that's not true. People who have been vaccinated are in the hospital, and they're still dying, you know. So this deal is like, you know, this is why these countries, you know, the United Kingdom and others have said, well, you know, in Israel, well, you know, forget it, you know, party's over, it's done. We don't need to do this, right?
Yeah, and the house of COVID has fallen. That's the truth. Even one of the board members of Pfizer said it's time to end the mandates, time to end the mask. Why do you say that? Well, because, you know, he's smelling the end of the journey, and now you want to kind of end this as a hero after you've made billion upon billions of dollars and controlled the mindset of, you know, literally, you know, a third of the world, if not more.
So what are the Democrats going to do when they've lost their linchpin for the midterm elections?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I mean, we've got more things spinning here with the Supreme Court justice. We've got the midterm elections coming. We've still got an unsettled, was there election fraud, was there not, matter that's in front of us. We've still got the wild card, Donald Trump, who's teasing everyone with whether he's going to run or not run. I love this time right now. It is more fun, you know, than a barrel of monkeys to see what's going to happen next and how it's all going to play out. You got Pence coming out and saying, I haven't spoke to Trump since last summer. So you've got you got lovers quarrels going on. I mean, what's more trying?
Yeah, and Trump's attacking my buddy DeSantis right now. It's all fun.
But you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with nine people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines-Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless sense of act.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. Well, we've got new data just being released by the American Gastroenterological Association, the AGA, that shows one in five Americans are tolerating, mind you, critical gastrointestinal symptoms and not seeking care. Now, these findings are no surprise, as many Americans are still embarrassed or uncomfortable bringing up GI issues with their doctor. Well, Dr. Phil Hart is with us, and he's going to be open and honest, as he always is, about doctor-patient communication, saying that it's vital to your health and an important step in getting a diagnosis and treatment plan for GI symptoms. Dr. Hart, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill.
What have you found? Why Americans are hesitant to talk about their GI issues? I know it's personal, and it's not the kind of thing that we necessarily talk at cocktail parties, but you think with your doctor, you'd be a little bit more open, right?
No, that's what you may think. You know, it's interesting and important to understand that GI symptoms are extraordinarily common. It's actually about half of American adults who reported that they had GI symptoms that impacted their daily life or interfered with their activities within the last year. So, despite this being common, though, in reality, it's unfortunately much less commonly discussed in the office. And there are a number of reasons for this. I mean, certainly we're all aware of the COVID-19 pandemic, and it's disrupted everything in life, including the relationship between patients and their healthcare providers. But these issues, unfortunately, predated the pandemic, and there are a number of other factors that we had uncovered. As you mentioned, I mean, many people are just embarrassed of their symptoms, don't feel that this is something that should be discussed, but there are also other groups of people who are just plain not worried about these symptoms, and that's particularly troubling in that it seems that many people don't have an appropriate sensitivity to potentially dangerous symptoms, which we can talk on later. But then there's another group of individuals who just feel that these symptoms are just something to be tolerated. It's nothing to be brought up because I can take care of this, and it's just not that important.
Is it because most of the symptoms kind of wax and wane? It's like it's a problem when it's there, but then it seemingly goes away, and you think, okay, well, it's just, you know, that too will pass, so to speak.
Well, that's certainly the case. Yeah, that is certainly the case, that some of these symptoms are mild and can be self-limiting, meaning, you know, you eat something that is out of your typical and you feel poorly the next day, and then afterwards you feel fine, right? So this is a common experience for folks. But at the same time, there are other scenarios where patients will develop symptoms that are problematic and continuing for months and then not uncommonly for years. But what happens is that patients can gradually accommodate to these symptoms by adjusting what they're eating, how they're going about their days. For some people, this even involves, you know, severing, you know, relationships or changing places of employment to adjust or accommodate to these symptoms. So it certainly is the case that some of these symptoms are tolerated because they quickly vanish. But unfortunately, there's another scenario that I think is more problematic, where people just adjust to their symptoms and continue to you know, figuratively suffer in silence.
Yeah, somehow we think it's manageable. We're talking with Dr. Phil Hart, Associate Professor of Medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. Doctor, what can we do to encourage people to address these taboo topics on their routine visits?
Yeah, I think there are a couple parts of this. I mean, certainly there's messages to two groups of individuals. First is to the healthcare providers, and we are working amongst ourselves to become more aware of these situations and be proactive about asking patients more comprehensively different symptoms or troubles that they may be experiencing. From the patient perspective, though, I think one of the first things that's important is to just be aware, be informed. I'd shared before that these symptoms are common, and so it's important to acknowledge that what you're experiencing is unlikely to be the first time that your healthcare provider has heard about that. So be encouraged by that. The second part, though, is just to be aware that some of these problems or symptoms that you're experiencing may be sort of the figurative tip of the iceberg to a bigger problem. And one of the things that was alarming to us is that in the survey that we'd recently completed, about 25% of people indicated that they wouldn't be alarmed or concerned enough to discuss any of their symptoms with their healthcare provider, which included things like diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, and bloody stools. And within the medical community, these are particularly alarming symptoms. While it's certainly the case that these may be related to something simple and not that problematic, a number of these symptoms could be a tip off to something more challenging, such as cancer, or something that could be highly treatable, such as exocrine pancreatic insufficiency.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, and that's the deal. I guess we have to, you know, alter our mindset to think that no small issue is off bounds here, and that it's okay to have that conversation. It's in your interest, because some people go in and they go, oh, I just don't want the doctor. I don't want to bother the doctor.
Right.
You know, you have a little bit of that mindset as well. You know, I've been hearing more and more about EPI. Tell our audience what it is and how it can be treated.
EPI stands for exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, and in brief, this just describes a situation where the pancreas is either unable to make enough or release enough pancreatic enzymes to allow us to properly digest and absorb the food that we're eating. And this can happen due to a variety of medical conditions that involve the pancreas. One of the reasons that this is something that's important to identify is that it's highly treatable. So in essence, patients are given supplemental pancreas enzymes to allow them to properly digest the food that they're eating. And so this ends up being a very rewarding and satisfying scenario for patients and healthcare providers, because the symptoms are highly treatable and the longer-term problems can be avoided.
Exactly. Well, I guess the spirit of this whole conversation and encouragement is that all it takes is a conversation to start seeking care for uncomfortable symptoms. And, you know, we just want everyone to, you know, be relaxed and feel like they can be open and honest. And it's okay. Yes, doctors are busy. And as you mentioned, there's been, you know, the pressure of COVID, and sometimes, you know, it's taken a little bit longer to get an appointment and all this sort of thing. So it kind of sets a stage of where people think, well, you know, I don't want to bother the doctor. I just want to go in and get a quick checkup and go out the door. But all these points that you mentioned, doctor, are so important to get documented because it sets a baseline, doesn't it?
Right.
And so what else would you tell our audience that they, you know, to be aware of, to feel comfortable, so that they're having these conversations with their medical professionals because, you know, it's their health and we want them to live a healthy life.
Yeah, I think if there's nothing else that your listeners remember, it's that I'd really want to encourage them to consider discussing troubling symptoms with their healthcare providers and resuming regular checkups and cancer screening. You know, unfortunately, the pandemic has continued to linger on, and there are a number of direct and indirect challenges related to that. And I think one of the biggest challenges that I had alluded to previously was just that it's created an additional layer of separation between patients and their healthcare providers. And again, we don't want people to be suffering in silence, and we also don't want to be delaying, you know, routine screening types of things, tests and procedures that would otherwise be helpful to prevent them from getting sick in the first place.
Well, this new data that we opened up with that was released by AGA shows 1 in 5 Americans are tolerating critical gastrointestinal symptoms and not seeking care. Any other data that you want to pass on in this last minute that we have together, Dr. Hart?
I think that's a very important thing. And again, as a reminder, these symptoms are common. You know, it's 50% of adults who are experiencing GI symptoms, not just brief and temporary, but ones that were severe enough to disrupt their daily life and activities. So these are very common symptoms. And unfortunately, we're often not tuned into the key alarm symptoms, which represents about 25% of people. And again, I'd mentioned diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, bloody stools. These are the types of symptoms that in my opinion, should always be discussed with their healthcare providers.
Well, we've been talking with Dr. Phil Hart, Associate Professor of Medicine in the Division of Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition. As we wrap things up, doctor, tell everybody where they can go for more information, please.
To get more information, I'd encourage people to visit patient.gastro.org.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance, and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil twist.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
That should give you all a lot of comfort that God is still the same. He's still on the throne. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He's the one who's large and in charge, okay? Not Dr. Fauci, not Joe Biden, but God himself. And we can be grateful for that. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And we've got Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com, focus on the family's media focus that keeps us up to date on what's happening with movies and DVDs and all things entertainment. Hey, Mr. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Well, Bill, I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. In honor of our old disc jockey friend, Howard Hessman,
yeah,
Johnny Fever and WKRP in Cincinnati, I hope everybody will join me in saying booger.
Booger.
Because booger, that was the word that he got fired for in Los Angeles during his disc jockey days. Because there are certain words in radio, you know, we grew up back in the days when the FCC had stricter requirements. There were certain things you can't say. I mean, and today it's like no holes barred. I mean, the things that are said, it's just, it's
right.
Kind of a shock to my system.
You could get fired for saying booger. I mean, it seems like a pure time, doesn't it?
Yeah, but our salute to Howard Hessman on his passing is that everybody can go out today and say booger. And in fact, roll down your window, yell out your car window, just say booger, and that's in true honor of Howard Hessman.
Well, there you go. I will take it under advisement, and I'll see if I can surprise somebody with that today. I'm sure they will feel blessed.
Well, WKRP, I got to tell you a little background story. I don't know if I've ever told you the story. But when I was in LA radio, I had this friend that was calling me up all the time, and she was going, Bill, I got this great idea. You know, we ought to do this TV show. We could do it about radio, because I would tell her about some of the things that were happening at the station.
Yeah.
And she, oh my gosh, that would be, that's a great script, man. You could do a radio show about this. I said, oh, come on, you know, that's not going to fly, ain't going to happen, you know, and I just kind of poo-pooed the idea. Then about a year and a half later, here comes WKRP. And, you know, and here we had the idea a lot. Well, she did anyway. She was very passionate about it. I don't think she went to work for WKRP. Could very well have been just from some of the stories that I shared with her anecdotally. Because all radio stations have their stories. I mean, because we're all, you know, we're all humanoids. And there's just something about radio stations. We're just doing... We're a petri dish of insanity and fun and frolic and all that good stuff. I mean, but, you
without
know.
Going too far down the rabbit hole, I grew up in a small town in Iowa, 7,000 people. Mm-hmm. And we had one little radio station, KDLS, on the edge of town, you know, just a local small transmitter. And it was mostly guys from the high school who were the night DJs. And I will simply say, things happened, and we'll leave it at that. Okay?
Well, that are those stories.
The deeper my confession is going to go.
I was going to say, this isn't, you know, I'm not a priest. We're not in the confessional, but that's okay. Your sins are forgiven, my son.
Well, and it mostly wasn't me. It was mostly my other friends, but I... Oh, man, let's just say nothing good happens when high schoolers are running the radio show overnight, okay?
that's hysterical. Yeah, well, I could. We all have stories. Such is the case for radio, and even WKRP. I mean, he still couldn't say booger, I think, as a disc jockey in WKRP, but he couldn't get into some of the other things either because, unfortunately, that's the seedier part of the business, especially when you grow up in an era when it's, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and we'll leave it at that. But Howard Hessman, rest in peace, Johnny Fever. And, again, anytime we say booger today, it's in his name and in his honor. Well, the Super Bowl is set.
It is.
A couple of surprises there. I mean,
The
commentators, no way did they give the Bengals any chance once forever. I mean, at least the commentaries that I was watching. I think only one person, that's only because he played for Cincinnati, said that they would win. Everybody, you know, was just, you know, conclusive. There was no way that Mahomes was going to lose.
Right.
But he did. And here we got Joe Burrow against the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles.
I think it's going to be a good game. And I think, you know, the Super Bowl is a news story from a plugged-in perspective on so many different layers. Like, it's the closest thing that we have left to a monoculture event where, you know, not everybody, but a lot of people are participating, whether it's a Super Bowl party or, you know, you have a rooting interest in the team. And so, and obviously you have the commercials, you have the game itself, which sometimes feels like it's almost secondary. This year we have a bunch of old school rappers, you know, who somehow aren't, well, I'll stop there. I was going to say something really rude, but
right.
I'll stop. You know, so that should
well,
be...
Well, it's L.A. It's L.A., right. So what do you expect? You know,
right.
So,
that's right. But one of the things that I've been paying attention to, and I actually want to dig more deeply into it, is just it seems like in the last year or two, just the proliferation of online gambling has exploded. Like, the ads are... everywhere. You know, you got the Jamie Foxx ad. I saw Peyton Manning in a commercial yesterday. I'm like, oh, Peyton, really? You're doing gambling ads? And, you know, far be it from me to clutch my pearls and be the guy yelling at the clouds. But I remember a time when gambling was frowned upon. It wasn't
exactly
a universal thing that everybody just did. And my fear is now with the online component, and I'm just beginning to do some research on how is this affecting kids? Because when you and I grew up, gambling still had a seedy kind of, you know, nice people didn't gamble, right? It wasn't just another social
that's because they're all doing the lotto now.
Right. Well,
you know,
I think
so
the lotto was actually
that, right?
The slippery slope. I remember when the lottery came to Iowa, and, you know, before then we didn't have it, and then all of a sudden we got casinos anywhere. Anyway, I don't want to get on a moral crusade other than to say I think that the prevalence of online gambling is a new area. It's not new, but I think its influence is growing, and I'm concerned with, you know, kids may be able to get into that. And even though, you have to have access one way or another to some sort of means, Kids are smart. Mm-hmm. They know how to do these things.
Yes.
Trust me, I have three of them. And I'm concerned.
Well,
you gotta hide
the family debit card.
Right.
Or credit. Some of these kids, like you see them in the commercial. Mom, what's your 401k or what do you call it? I think that's what they said. 401k number, It's like, what? See, but this is the thing. See, you and I, when we grew up, it was like you couldn't say booger, and we couldn't even talk about gambling. You couldn't even anecdotally.
To go to Las Vegas was a shameful thing. What stays in Vegas really stayed in Vegas because it wasn't something you were bragging about,
Right. Mm. Yeah, but here we are, we've become hedonistic, but I think that this is just like COVID. It's all being exposed, and I think we're on the verge of this, all this stuff being redeemed, Adam. I believe. I was talking with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, senior pastor and founder of American Faith. And, I believe that there is a new appointed time, the way I'm seeing it, for people who are called by God's name to come in agreement and in alignment with what God is doing, because the church is starting to be judged. We see the signs here, and it's all indicative of the winds that they are blowing, and there's things that are changing. And this chaos that we've been dealing with, it's kind of like, you're reading the Bible and God says, look, I've got to stop this. Otherwise, you'd end up killing everybody,
Right.
And here we are. I mean, with this stuff that we've gone through with COVID, people have no idea how pernicious this is. We're just finding out more and more as real science is coming out about it and what's contained in the vaccination. And, the sad thing about it is that you hear about it and you read about it and you go, oh my gosh, do I got to put a tinfoil hat in order to speak the truth? Is that what I got to go around with a tinfoil hat now? Because this stuff is so bizarre, even though we've known instinctively, there's just something that it doesn't smell right about all this vaccination, everything that Dr. Fauci and the self-appointed self-righteous scientists have been trying to convince us to do.
Yeah, well, and there's just so much that we don't know. And I think that in an environment where everyone is trying to manage the risk as best they can, there's just so much vindictiveness and so much, anger. I read an article in the Washington Post this weekend about, Virginia and Youngkin and the division that his mask or not mask policies are causing in the schools. And I just thought, man, can we just turn down the rage, and I think as Christians, as we have an invitation to stand in the gap as people of conviction, of people of love and of peace. And I know that sounds like the 1960s, but to be different and to not just be so angry all the time and judging others and
you make a great point here, see, because we are, and guess what, you get all these people that have been fighting themselves out, they've lost their skulls and bruised their brains to no end over all this stuff, and it's going to take people of faith to say, hey, come on this way, I got a better way, what do you think about this
way.
what do you think about real love, what do you think about real respect and civility, what do you think about that? Well, it only comes from one person,
right?
And that one person is Jesus Christ. Are you in or are you out? What do you want? You want to continue on with the chaos or do you want some peace in your life?
Yep.
Here's
exactly
the way.
Right.
Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, pal.
And want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.